This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump heads for the demilitarized zone dividing the two Koreas on Sunday. Possible impromptu summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump did not mention Kim when he took to Twitter early Sunday to say that his schedule for the day would include a speech to U.S. troops and a long-planned visit to the DMV. The DMZ. The North's official KCNA news agency quoted the vice foreign minister saying that the offer was a very interesting suggestion, but that no official request had actually been received. Earlier at the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff between the world's two biggest economies.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly. Talks between the two collapsed over a month ago, after Washington accused Beijing of pulling back on reform pledges.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. President Trump on Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling blocking his administration from using a $2.5 billion in funds intended for anti-drug activities to construct a wall along the southern border with Mexico. This is VOA News. Italian police Saturday arrested the captain of the Dutch-flagged Sea-Watch 3 vessel owned by a German charity after it docked in the port of Lampedusa without authorization. The vessel, still carrying 40 African migrants, had been at sea for more than 2 weeks. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Caro Rackete, the 31-year-old German captain of the Sea-Watch 3, said she had no choice but to enter the port because the situation of the migrants on board was very tense and she feared they would inflict self-harm. 40 African migrants who had fled horrors and tortures in Libya were still on board when the vessel entered the port Saturday morning. It remained unclear whether the migrants would be allowed to disembark and what their fate would be, although Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, said a number of other European Union countries said they were prepared to accept the migrants. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News. Rome.
Europe sweltered Saturday on the sixth day of a widespread deadly heat wave that has fueled record-breaking temperatures, huge blazes, and pollution peaks. At least 8 people have died because of the heat. Several hundred hectares have burned in France and Spain. Sudan's main opposition group says heavily armed security forces raided its offices and blocked a news conference on the eve of Sunday's protests against military rule. The Sudanese Professional Association had called for a news conference to unveil plans for the rally. However, before the briefing could start, members of Sudan's powerful paramilitary Rapid Support Force came to the building and told organizers not to hold the news conference. Sudan's umbrella protest movement, the Alliance for Freedom and Change, has called for a million-man march Sunday in Khartoum and its twin city against the ruling generals who have resisted calls to cede power to civilians. A deadly crackdown on a protest camp on June 3rd left dozens dead as well as hundreds killed or injured. The United States on Saturday called for an end to a mobile internet shutdown and to strife-torn states in Myanmar, saying that the cutoff undermines transparency amid clashes between the military and the insurgents there. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.